SBS Radio.
Ayon sa Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lo, maganda ang nakikita nilang hinaharap ng ekonomiya ng bansa kung saan inasa ng patuloy na pag-unlad at pagbaba naman ng antas ng walang trabaho o unemployment rate. Inaasahan niya ang pagtaas ng antas ng interes, ngunit mayroon anyang mga senyales na maaari ring tumaas ang halaga ng sahod. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang tumatatag na ekonomiya, kasamang nakikitang pagbaba sa antas ng walang trabaho. Ito ang mga pangunahing kaganapan sa nakikitang direksyon ng ekonomiya ng bansa ayon sa Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lo.
We see reasonable prospects that the economy will record good growth, the unemployment rate will come down gradually, and that inflation will increase over time. And this is a favorable outlook. We shouldn't lose sight of that. If this is how things evolve, you could expect the next move in interest rates to be up and not down. As the economy strengthens and income growth and inflation lift, it would be natural for interest rates to return to more normal levels over time.
Ngunit lubhang nababahala ang Chief Executive ng Australian Council of Social Service, Cassandra Goldie, sa pangitain ito.
All it takes is a tick up in interest rates, and those margins get very, very tight for people. So we are quite right to be very concerned about this. And that's why we had thought it was very important to stop us encouraging people to get in to big debt, you know, positions, and to be ensuring that we're getting some better balance in the housing and property investment market.
Ayon sa independenteng ekonomista Saul Leslake, habang mayroong mga Australianong vulnerable sa pagtaas ng antas ng interes, mayorya sa mga may utang na mga mag-anak na Australiano ay yung mga nasa mataas na antas ng trabaho o sahod o income bracket.
There are certainly some Australians who are overextended in terms of their mortgage. They're a much smaller proportion of Australian home buyers than they were in, for example, the US 10 years ago. There actually hasn't been a lot of lending to households at the bottom end of the income distribution over the last 20 years. Two-thirds of Australia's admittedly high level of household debt is owed by households in the top 40% of the income distribution, and less than 10% of Australian household debt is owed by households in the bottom 20% of the income distribution.
Ani Saul Leslake, habang nakikita niyang patuloy ang pagbaba ng halaga ng mga bahay, di niya nakikita ang lubhang malaking pagbaba sa halaga.
In Perth and Darwin, property prices have been falling for more than 4 years, and more recently that started to occur in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane too, and I suspect we'll see further declines in Australian property prices over the next year or so, although I don't think we're on the cusp of price declines as big as those that occurred in the US and some European countries during and after the financial crisis.
Ang nakikitang na mahihirapang makipagsabayan sa pagtaas ng antas ng interes para silang mga tao ay ang halaga ng sahod. Ito'y nananatili sa kaparehong antas sa maraming taon at nito lamang nagsisimulang makabangon matapos bumaba sa pinakamababang antas simula nung huling recession ng taong 1971. Ayon sa ekonomistang si Saul Leslake, maraming mga dahilan kung bakit nananatili ito sa may 2%.
The entry of workers in so-called emerging and former communist countries to the global economy, willing to work for much lower wages than people in advanced economies are, the outsourcing of various kinds of processes from advanced economies to emerging economies, the shift away from manufacturing towards services jobs, the impact of technology on workers' bargaining power vis-a-vis their employers, and of course changes in the way that labour markets work in other industrialised economies as well as in Australia, which have had the impact of tilting the balance of power in negotiations over wages from employees to employers.
Ayon kay Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lo, inaasahan niya na sa mga sumusunod na taon na bumaba ang antas ng walang trabaho sa Australia sa may 5%. Sa pinakahuling talumpati sa Sydney, sinabi niya na ang pagbaba ng antas ng walang trabaho ay nagbubunga ng mas mataas na antas na halaga ng sahod sa ilang mga sektor.
As expected, the tighter labor market is leading to higher wage outcomes in certain pockets of the labor market. Over time, we expect that this will become a more general story, although I do think it's going to take some time for that to be the case.
Sa question and answer portion o session matapos ang talumpati, hiniling na palawakin ni Philip Law ang binitiwang magandang pangitain sa halaga ng sahod sa kanyang mga binitiwang salita.
What I do see at the moment, talking to businesses, is wage growth is picking up where there's a tension between supply and demand. And I think there will be more tension between supply and demand over the next couple of years. And therefore, I think wage growth is going to pick up. I don't think it's going to pick up massively, and I think it can if it picks up slowly, then perhaps we can have some pick up in wage growth.
Ngunit walang nakikitang matibay na dahilan si Saul Eslick upang suportahan ang magandang pangitain kaugnay ng sahod.
The outlook for Australia is, I guess, more of the same. It would be nice if that brought some acceleration in wages growth, and most workers would like that to occur, but I don't think there's any particular compelling reason to think that wages growth, which has been running at about 2% in recent years, is over the next couple of years going to rise to 3% or more, as many would like. Certainly there are some Australians who have very little by way of financial resources to fall back on, although the fact that maybe 10% of the population are spending more than they earn isn't really a new development. I mean, people in their retirement years typically do run down their savings to maintain their living standards even after they've ceased to earn a wage and are dependent on the pension or their superannuation savings.
Maingat na sumang-ayon naman si Dr. Cassandra Goldie ng Australian Council of Social Service. Anya, nag-aalinlangan ng mga manggagawa na maghahay ng anumang pagtulak para sa mas mataas na sahod habang nananatili sa kasalukuyang antas.
People are feeling really, really cautious. And so individually, we suspect that people are not as confident to push on wages. That's why the role of the union movement in supporting collective bargaining is so crucial. And we have to recognise that we need an active agenda which says our policy is about lifting up the incomes of people in the bottom 40% of the community and setting some benchmarks about what we should be trying to do on that front rather than, you know, this old rhetoric of all we need is more profitable businesses and everything else will be right. Well, that's not what we've seen. We've had 25 years of strong economic growth and here we are.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.